Welcome to the Cleveland Law Library Podcast Network. My name is Charlotte Johnston. I'm the Circulation Services Librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. For our podcast today, we are going to discuss the new index we created as a gateway to Ohio's legal periodicals. Joining me here today are our library's director, Kathleen M. Sassala, and two of our research and reference librarians, Anne McFarland and Michael McFarland, all of whom were instrumental in the creation of this index. Welcome, everyone. First of all, Kathy, what is the Index to Ohio Legal Periodicals?
Well, it's an index a lot like the Index to Legal Periodicals, but it only includes bibliographic records for Ohio legal journals that aren't collectively indexed anywhere else.
Exactly how long did it take to create, and when was it launched?
Well, we started the index in the spring of 2006, and we formally launched it this year at the beginning of August.
Why did you decide to create the index? Why did you feel it was important?
Well, that's easy. For the benefit of our patrons and staff. I wanted to save our staff time and make it easier and quicker to satisfy our patrons' requests. Our patrons often come in and ask for a journal article, but they can't remember where they saw it, who wrote it, or when it was written. So it's really been a time saver for us.
Do you think you've accomplished everything you set out to do when you decided to create this index?
Absolutely. Our index pays off every single time we use it, and we use it quite frequently.
Anne, how did you go about the process of creating the index? Can you describe a bit of the process?
Yes. We chose the journals, and we'll say more about that later. We decided how we wanted to do the indexing. We're doing author, title, citation, subject. And that meant we had to create a list of subject headings, and we used some already existing ones to start off and added to them. And then we chose a software program. Kathy, do you want to mention something about this index?
Sure. We initially started this project by entering the data into a very elementary spreadsheet program, and we decided that we wanted something more formatted to distribute to the patrons, so we acquired Syndex indexing software.
So what Ohio journals does the new index cover?
Well, we've got 20 titles. Most of them are current, but we also did index a number that aren't, like the program, civil discovery and civil litigation and title topics, and the Health Law Journal of Ohio. But we've currently got the Bar Journals, the Ohio Lawyer, the Cleveland Bar Journal, and Law and Fact from the County Bar. As far as the other Ohio journals, the School Law Journal, Criminal Law Journal, Domestic Relations, Environmental Law, Municipal Service, Business Law Journal, Civil Practice Journal, and Tort Law Journal, and Workers' Compensation Journal. So that pretty much covers it. I think also, Kathy, do we have a demo that shows this?
Yes, we do. We have a demo that's about 10 pages long, and it lists all the journals that are covered, provides an introduction and some sample records. And what we're going to do is put a link to the website where you can access that, and it'll be where you access the podcast. And for those of you listening, the password is demo.
Did you include every article from these journals, or did you employ some sort of a selection process?
Well, we did choose every substantive legal article, pretty much regardless of length.
Are you planning on adding any new journal titles?
Yes, we're going to be adding the Ohio Securities Bulletin, the Ohio Tax Review, and a Columbus Bar Association publication. In the future, we hope to expand the index and cover other bar publications throughout the state.
Mike, exactly how many records are there in the database? Do you have a good number?
Well, currently we have 5,288 articles. Because it's an author title index, these are listed both by title and also by author. And some of them are listed as two or more authors, so they're repeated for a total of 10,775 entries, and it comes to a total of 615 pages when printed.
Who is responsible for entering all these records?
Well, Kathy and I kind of split the load on that. Kathy started with an Excel spreadsheet, and then once we had those done, Chuck and Mike played a part in converting the data. Mike, do you want to mention what you did?
Well, we just took the data that Kathy and Ann had entered and made sure it was in the proper format, checked the citations for factual errors, that sort of thing, and made the minor corrections to get it ready for printing.
In what format is the completed index available?
It's currently in a PDF file. After the data was entered in the Syndex file, we transferred it first to a Word document so that we could make it nice, give it a nice format, add page numbers, that sort of thing. And then the network services librarian here, Eric Hess, created a PDF file out of it and posted it on the internet.
How do you go about searching the database?
Well, given that it's a PDF file, you can search it in when reading it with the Control F function, and that'll allow people to search for whatever keywords they enter.
Do users have the ability to print or download the results that they find?
Yes, with a PDF file you can either print out an individual page, or because we haven't locked it as a file, you can cut and paste particular entries that you want and put them somewhere else to format in your however you might want for printing.
Are you currently working on any updates?
Well, we've added two updates already, one in September and one in October, and Kathy and Ann are continuously working on adding both material from the journals that are coming out, and also they're working on expanding the back catalog.
How much time and money have been invested in creating the index? Can you sort of estimate?
Sure. As for time, we really didn't measure it. We had initially planned to spend about 400 hours of staff sweat equity, but we have far exceeded that initial estimate. As for costs, we initially received a small grant from the American Association of Law Libraries that was funded by LexisNexis, and that helped us defray the cost of buying a wireless laptop and the indexing software.
Where can interested parties obtain access to this index?
Well, we have free access for our members, and they can either use it in the library here or remotely through our members only page on the internet. I also gave away free password access to all the county law libraries in Ohio, as well as the Ohio Supreme Court. And we do have a small base of patrons who are subscribers, and they pay $150 for password access to a year's worth of the database.
Are there any restrictions on usage?
There really aren't too many. Everyone can print out a copy and sign their patrons on at their libraries, but it's only our members who currently have remote access. And although everyone can charge document delivery fees, no one is allowed to resell the data or our index. And then for our subscribers, we created a relatively short one-page contract that they have to sign.
Is there anything that any of y'all would like to add, things that we didn't cover with regard to describing the index to Ohio Legal Periodicals?
I can't think of any.
No, I can't either.
Well, thank all of you for providing valuable insight and describing this new index. We hope that our listeners will take advantage of this new service, and it will be of assistance in providing valuable information to help them in their legal research needs.